Brighton Marathon, says she'd been overwhelmed by the support she'd received. Nearly £500,000 has been donated to the Samaritans via her Just Giving page. The hairdresser's relatives are urging people to carry on supporting Claire's cause. Just Giving's managing director is Anne-Marie Hubie. She says there's been a record-breaking response already.
It is in fact the largest number of donations in a single day that we have seen on a Just Giving page in our whole history. So it is an extraordinary outpouring of sympathy for the family and quite an extraordinary amount of money for the Samaritans to collect in a single day.
The inquest into the death of a spy whose body was found inside a holdall in his bathroom has heard someone else's DNA was found on the bag's zip and padlock. Police have been giving evidence at the hearing. MI6 officer Gareth Williams was found dead in London in 2010. James Murdoch's told the Leveson inquiry he met David Cameron 12 times while he was leader of the opposition. The former head of News International has insisted he's not in the job of deciding what goes into newspapers. Russell Brand says he became addicted to drugs because of emotional and psychological difficulties. The comic and actor has been giving evidence to a group of MPs who are reviewing the government's drugs policy. But during the lively 30-minute hearing, he addressed MPs as mate and almost ended up doing some stand-up.
You can tell what party they're in from their questions, innit?
What about the victims of the crime?
We're not saying that they ignore victims.
I think we're running out of time. I have a final question about...
Time is infinite.
It's not quite a variety show, Mr. Brand.
You're providing a little bit of variety, though. You're making it more like Dad's Army.
In football, the Rangers Supporters Trust have reacted angrily to the measures imposed on the club by the Scottish FA. They've been fined £160,000 and banned from signing anyone over the age of 18 for a year. It's after Rangers were found guilty of 5 charges in relation to their finances and the appointment of Craig White as chairman. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather, in association with the Brentwood Brewing Company.
Cloudy and cool with outbreaks of rain continuing through the morning, becoming brighter from the west during the afternoon, but some showers developing and a few becoming heavy with local hail and thunder, although it's not raining at the moment, so still take your brolly. Showers dying out tonight, though, and becoming dry overnight. Mist and fog patches developing for a time, but cloud and outbreaks of rain reaching southern parts by dawn. Minimum temperature 3 degrees Celsius tonight, and tomorrow the outlook is cloudy with outbreaks of rain in the morning, persistent and heavy at times, becoming brighter during the afternoon, but still with some heavy showers. Strong and gusty winds, maximum temperature 11 degrees Celsius.
Phone Brentwood Brewing Company on 01277 375 577 or go to brentwoodbrewing.co.uk to make your selection and order for free home delivery. Brentwood, great beer, whatever the weather.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you today? Now, I must tell you about the person coming up on my show today. I'm going to be speaking to Scott Higham. If you bought a copy of our local newspaper this week, it's not too late. You can still get them today. But you would have missed it by tomorrow, I'm afraid. Then you'll get to meet him too, because there's an article in our local paper on Scott. He is a chap that wants to get onto The Only Way Is Essex. And he's 27 years old. And he is he's going to be telling us why he wants to go on to the show, and about his dreams and aspirations. If you've got any questions for Scott, I would like you to send them into the studio. You can email radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can tweet me, I am mindful to move, or send your message to Facebook. Gabriella Clark is where you'll find me. He's said things like that he's an aspiring actor and he lives in Brentwood, and the kind of people who they have on the show are pretty much who he is and what he is. He says, it's all about fakeness. I have the white teeth, I have the looks, and I am a born and bred Essex lad. They need someone like me on the show since the departure of Harry Durbridge, since they've been missing someone like me. My mum loves it and says I should go for it. I would say I do take care of myself. I like to go out and look good. I bleach my teeth all the time. He's quite an easygoing person, and he says get on well with everyone in the show. So yes, any questions, I'd like that. That would help me out very much because I haven't prepared any. But if not, just tune in and listen. He's going to be speaking to me at 4:15, so make sure you stay tuned.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Queuing traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 29 and junction, sorry, 27 and junction 26. That's of the M11 and the Walsham Abbey junction because of an accident which is now on the hard shoulder. Slow traffic on the A130 southbound in North Benfleet between the A1245 Chelmsford Road junction and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Temporary traffic lights and roadworks on the A127 Hutton Road in both directions in Shenfield between the Mount Avenue junction and the Friars Avenue junction. I might have said the A127 then. I meant the A129. Hutton Road. Right. Gas mains work and temporary traffic lights on the B1137 main road in both directions in Boreham near the Church Road junction. Gas mains work and temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane in both directions in Shenfield between the Middleton Hall Lane junction and the Friars Avenue junction. And I'm afraid that you'll find that Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions near the Butsbury Hall Farm junction because of roadworks.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Yes, as you can tell, I'm on a bit of a productive day role at the moment, which is probably very, very dangerous. I need to slow down a bit, but I'm just managing to get so much work done. It's unreal. I'm being so productive and I'm enjoying it. But I need to stop. I need to just go a little bit slower because I know it's Tuesday, and by Friday I will be dead if I carry on at this rate. I'm not joking. I need to slow down, otherwise I'm going to do my usual thing of the Thursday burnout.
Yeah!
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
'50s, '60s, '70s, '80s, '90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM, to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Fall away, and there's no conversation, there's nothing left to break that's not already broken. You're staring into space, and every inch of silence been standing.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday, the 3rd of May, there's going to be an annual dinner put on by the Hutton Horticultural Society at 8 p.m. This will be happening at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, Hutton Masonic Hall, Mount Avenue in Brentwood. A good three-course dinner, wine included, an after-dinner speaker. In addition, there will be a cash bar and a raffle. It's £20 to go along. Call Judy Stevenson on Brentwood 650 294 or email admin@huttonhorticulturalsociety.org.uk.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Don't forget that joining me in the studio at 4.15 is going to be Scott Hyam. He is a TOWIE wannabe. If you've got any questions for Scott, why he wants to do it, about his choice of lifestyle, perhaps, then why don't you send them to me? radio@phoenixfm.com is the email, or if it's easier to just tweet or Facebook, Gabriella Clark's the name. And my Twitter is mindful to move at the moment.
Yeah. all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other...
Phoenix FM.
And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call forth the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Looper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Passion, Big Country, Morris Day and the Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christina V, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Sheeran, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Band-Aid, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Looper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Fashion, Big Country, Morris Day and the Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christina V, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Sheeran, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, 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 Missing Persons, Duran Duran. Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Looper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Big Country, Morris Day and the Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christina V, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Sheeran, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Band-Aid,
you're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I hope you're enjoying the music so far. I know I certainly am. Now, I want to share with you a few ideas that I've been inspired to share with you through someone I know, actually. And many people that you probably walk next to each day, that they like to blog. They like to write these articles. I think in a way, the internet has brought everyone a little bit of author in them. If they want to blog, you can now blog. Anyone can see it. So it's like kind of, you can sort of self-publish, which is wonderful, really. Not so great if your editing skills, like mine, are rubbish. And then I stick something up there and then someone points out, oh, you do realise you've spelled that word wrong. And I'm like, really? The spell checker didn't tell me. But it turns out that it's not that I spelt the word wrong, per se. I spelt the word the wrong way of spelling that word if you're using that word for that purpose. I don't know why school doesn't teach you this to a more kind of exact, definite degree. I don't think I was taught all of the different meanings and the different ways, therefore, you have to spell a word. I'm sure that was skipped. I remember learning how to spell. I'm not saying that didn't happen. Anyway, so I'm completely going off the point. I don't really do that much here on Phoenix, but it appears I am doing so today. Or maybe everyone's out there disagreeing. Yeah, you do it all the time. Now, my friend that's written this article, he doesn't see there can be the excuse that you haven't got time to exercise, because a great many number of non-exercisers use their excuse. You say, why don't you do any exercise? And they say, I haven't got the time. I haven't got the time to exercise on a regular basis, or even healthy eating, eating properly. Many people say they don't have time to, you know, go out, buy the food, prepare and cook the healthier food. Apparently it takes more time and apparently it's more expensive. I've never really understood this approach. I'm not saying it's not. Some things are more expensive, but then you save on so many other things that are really, really expensive, like, oh, I don't know, loads of biscuits and, you know, all of these really expensive things in the confectionery aisle. Now, it turns out that according to the Broadcast Audience Research Board, the average time spent watching TV per adult is just less than 30 hours a week, which, according to my friend's calculations, equals about 4.2 hours per day. So that's a lot of time that the majority of the people could be spending in front of the television. According to many exercise experts, optimal fitness, health and body composition can be achieved with 3 to 5 hours of appropriate exercise per week. Don't worry, it's not per day. As we can see, that means the equivalent of watching about one day less a week TV, or you could just watch slightly less hours per day. I personally go for that approach, really. I always watch about an hour a day of telly, 7 days a week. Anyway, so the thing is about exercise is, even though you have to factor in travelling to the gym if you go to one, or you can just train at home, it's a bit quicker, or, you know, getting changed and you have to have a shower afterwards. Well, you've got to have a shower at some point in your day anyway, haven't you? And if you watch a little less telly, you probably can fit in exercise if you're not already. So, you know, I think it should be done. Now, my friend goes on to say that people also make the excuse that they haven't got time to shop, cook and eat healthy food. And it turns out that the majority of evening meals only take 30 minutes to prepare, at which time you can also be preparing You can also be preparing your lunch for the next day, or your two lunches for the next day if you're someone like me, or perhaps it's three or four. You know, I tend to do it all in one batch and I get it done pretty quick, but I'm preparing for the whole, you know, I'm preparing for the food I want that evening, but then also in advance for everything I then need to take to work with me the next day. So it's all done and dusted in the space of, normally the maximum I take is an hour. Sometimes I do it in less, I have to be honest. However, baking days are completely different. I have these cook-off days. It means I'm off work and I need some cook therapy. I love it. My baking days are just wonderful. And then trying them afterwards is just even better. But yeah, I tend to spend a good 6 hours in the kitchen on my baking day, but it's because I choose to. That's what I'm doing on my day off. Everyone else is going out doing all of their leisure pursuits. And there's me. No, baking. You'll have to come round and visit me if you want to see me on my day off. I won't go out for coffee. No, I will. I will. I'll do that first before I start. Or maybe when I've finished and bring you a piece of cake. That's best, isn't it? So really, most people do have time to eat a bit healthier, and perhaps I'll give you the money argument one day as well, because that's also a load of rubbish. So you just have to think of people that live on next to no income, but yet are quite fit. So anyway, perhaps if we had to walk to fetch our water, this might do us good. I don't think I need to, actually, or Con, my friend in the chat room. I don't know about the other chat room person, Elish. So maintaining a healthy lifestyle really comes down to what you believe is important. Your beliefs and your values, the things that develop over the years. Sometimes you get these beliefs and values a little bit later on, which is why you get these people that just all of a sudden decide that they're going to get a bit healthier. You know, if you want to maintain a good health for as long as possible, eating properly and exercising regularly they're not actually that hard to do. Don't take your current health or what you're able to do now, even if you regard yourself as unhealthy. Think about all of the different things you can do during the day. Don't take it for granted. Motivate yourself, get into it, enjoy your body, enjoy your health, and that can really shape your core values.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
The M25 is blocked between junction 29 and 30 because of an accident involving a motorbike. Slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Navendon between the A127 Southend Arterial Road Junction and the Cranfield Park Road Junction. You'll find that Priest's Lane in Shenfield is has got temporary traffic lights at the Middleton Hall Lane Junction. Don't start panicking yet. Also, Hutton Road has got temporary traffic lights close to the Friars Avenue Junction in Shenfield. You'll also find that the B1137 Main Road in Boreham near the Church Road Junction has temporary traffic lights, and Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions near the Butsbury Hall Farm Junction because of roadworks.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Phoenix FM. Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune into the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the oral unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
You can text the Phoenix FM studios anytime on 0779 298 298. Texts will be charged at your standard message rate and will go straight through to the studios. The new Phoenix FM text message number 0779 298 298.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Right, coming up this Saturday at 7pm, a quiz night in aid of the Marillac Nursing Home. The League of Friends are holding this at the Marillac Nursing Home on Eagle Way in Worley. It's a not-for-profit independent care home and it's administered, maintained and run, owned in fact, by the Sisters of Charity of St Vincent de Paul. Test your knowledge in teams of up to 8 people at the Marillac quiz night. Bring your own drinks and enjoy the buffet provided, which is included in the ticket price. It's £10, including the buffet. You can contact Eamon on Brentwood 220276 or email eamonb@marilock.co.uk. More local events available at phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Tony, are you listening? Ah, that means You're going to hear me in your ears now. Oh no, how unfortunate for you. We've got another presenter here down at Phoenix. He's doing a little bit of technical stuff because he's good at that. It's the only thing he's good at, in fact. No, I'm only joking. And basically, yeah, Tony, I've decided you should just produce your show. You can click all the buttons, but you're not allowed to talk anymore, all right? I'm going to ban you. I'll tell you what, you could produce for me. You see, that's what I'd like. I can't stand the technology side of things. It really, really stresses me out. But never mind, never mind. It makes me tense. Now, don't forget that joining me in the studio at about 4:15 is Scott Hyam. He is a TOWIE wannabe. If you've got any questions, please do email them to the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com, or tweet me, I'm Mindful2Move, or Facebook me your question. You'll find me, Gabriella Clark. I'm going to be asking Scott why he's aspiring to be on the show, and basically about the sort of upkeep of his lifestyle, really. I'm very intrigued.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is